Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
It is the Bart Winkler Show on 1250 AM The Fan, live from the Lakeland University Studios. Online or in person, learn your way at lakeland.edu. This portion of the show brought to you by Indeed. Take the shortcut to your next great hire when you sponsor a job on Indeed. Instant Match immediately delivers a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit indeed.com/credit. One thing that we didn't get to earlier with Tim, and this is Toby Altizer here on the Bart Winkler Show. One thing we didn't get to earlier with Tim on his news and notes is that there was some breaking news this morning out of Seattle. Jamal Adams is going to be out for the rest of the season with a torn labrum in his shoulder, going to have season-ending shoulder surgery to repair that. That really isn't going to matter for the Packers a ton, I guess, because they're not playing. They already played the Seahawks, and they beat them. But it will matter maybe a little bit because the Seahawks still do have the Rams on their schedule in Week 15, the Cardinals on their schedule to finish the year Week 18. So maybe it'll matter a little bit for them. But Jamal Adams is going to miss the rest of the year for the Seahawks. They've kind of had a disappointing season. I think a lot of people had high hopes for them. Once again, coming into this year, you have Russell Wilson in the offseason causing some trouble there, possibly wanting out. And then this season he comes in, he gets hurt. They just struggled all year, and it wasn't necessarily the injury that set them back, but it kind of escalated things of where this team was going to go and not go, and it doesn't look like they're going to make the playoffs. They're not technically eliminated yet. Only one team has been eliminated from the postseason contention so far this year, and that is the Houston Texans. But the Seahawks more than likely are not going to make it into the playoffs. But Jamal Adams done for the year there. I want to talk about this Packers football team. You can give us a call, 414-799-1250, or tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. We've talked about the Packers on and off all morning, but I want to look at one thing that is maybe one player not getting the credit he deserves as the impact he makes. Because I think there's one guy on this football team that has or hasn't played that we're not giving enough credit to, and we're kind of understating the impact that he can have on this football team. Dan Plucker's alongside here on the other side of the glass helping out. We'll switch roles for the Wendy's Big Show coming up in just a little bit. But Dan, I want your thoughts on this real quick. There are four players, okay, and from the years 2019 and 2020 that led the league in sacks. Can you name those four players?
Over the last 4 years?
No, just 2019 and 2020.
Oh,
just those
two seasons. Okay. Is Aaron Donald on that list?
Aaron Donald is on that list.
Chandler Jones.
No, he is not.
No, okay. We're talking sacks leaders. Cam Hayward.
No.
No, he's not on there either, really.
No.
Who am I forgetting? Max Crosby would be this year, not the previous years, so he's probably not on there.
You're forgetting probably the Defensive Player of the Year this year. He probably should have been last year.
who was defensive player of the year? Give him to me, Toby.
Well, TJ Watt.
TJ Watt. Thank you. That's obvious. Yes.
And then I'll give you the other ones here. TJ Watt in 2019 and 2020 had 29.5 sacks.
Okay. Yeah.
Shaq Barrett had that one season where he had 19.5 sacks. So he's on this list with 27.5. Aaron Donald had 26 sacks. Mm-hmm. The guy I'm talking about that we're understating his impact, Za'Darius Smith.
For
26
sure.
sacks. Tied with Aaron Donald for third in the NFL from 2019 and 2020. And yet, yesterday, it seemed like every radio station, sports radio station in the state of Wisconsin was talking about the same thing. Which player, if you could have him back right now for the Green Bay Packers, would you take? Would it be Aaron, or would it be David Bakhtiari? Would it be Za'Darius Smith? Would it be Jair Alexander? And we all argued, all right, I'd take Jair, or I'd take David Bakhtiari. And we said, Za'Darius, whatever. You know, it is what it is. We understand he's good, but we're not that worried if he doesn't come back. But there was a caller yesterday on the Big Show that mentioned this. Maybe the guy that would have the biggest impact for this football team is Za'Darius Smith if he came back. And I thought that was interesting. We look at some of the stats for this Packers football team, okay? Defensively, they've obviously been really good. They're one of the top units in the league, probably top five. Against the pass, they're ninth in the league. Okay, so if you get Jair Alexander back, maybe you move up into that top five. You're ninth in passing yards. You have tied for ninth most interceptions in the league. You're eighth in the league and lowest passer rating allowed. So the secondary, for the most part, has played pretty well without Jair. You have guys like Rasul Douglas that stepped in and played a big role. You have Chandon Sullivan's played. You have Kevin King. Eric Stokes, as a rookie, has really stepped up and played incredibly well in the absence of Jair Alexander, kind of taking over that number one role. So I think against the pass, this Packers football team has been decent. So then if we look at the offensive side of the ball, let's look at what David Bakhtiari would kind of have as an impact. All right, so this offensive line has allowed only 23 sacks on the year. That's the 11th fewest in the league. So they're doing a decent job of keeping Aaron Rodgers upright. Now, that these numbers might go up now because you lost Elgton Jenkins and whatnot, but right now, the offensive line that you've run out there has only allowed 23 sacks on the season. Not terrible. Now, they're not as good and efficient in the run game. They're only 20th in the league in yards per carry at 4.1 yards per carry. So maybe Bakhtiari helps with that. But I think when you think of David Bakhtiari, you think of him more in the pass game. So, okay, fine. The offensive line is a little bit worse than what the secondary is without Jair Alexander. But let's think about this pass rush. What have we been complaining about the last couple weeks with this Packers team on the defensive side of the ball? We've been saying, okay, they've been doing decent, they've been doing fine, but they're not getting a pass rush. Well, of all these guys, there's only one of these that rushes the passer. Of the three that we keep talking about, Jair, David Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, and that is Za'Darius Smith. And he was tied for third in the league for most sacks in 2019 and 2020. In 2019, he finished the year with 13.5 sacks, which was sixth best in the league. In 2020, he finished with 12.5 sacks, which was tied for fourth best in the league. And you're telling me that every single one of us, and I did it too, because yesterday we talked about this with Paul Imig in our segment. I took Jair Alexander too, so I'm not excluding myself, but you're telling me that everybody across this state that talked about all the impact players the Packers could get back off the IR, which Matt LaFleur said could potentially be at practice this week for the Green Bay Packers, and every single person wrote off Za'Darius Smith, saying, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But right now, the Packers are only 18th, I believe, in the NFL in sacks. They're tied for 15th right now in the league in sacks with 28, right in the middle, basically. So the pass rush is league average. I would say the offensive line has been just above league average, and I'd say that the secondary has been good. But every one of us has been saying that the thing that we want back most is the corner or the left tackle. And maybe we should be thinking about what Za'Darius Smith does for this football team a little bit more. Are we understating the impact that Za'Darius Smith has on this football team? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Because I think when we look at this Packers football team right now, what are we worried about when it comes to the playoffs? I think we're fine with the offense the way it is. I think maybe we're worried about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers pass rush getting after Aaron Rodgers like they did in the NFC Championship game last year. That might be the case, so Bakhtiari would be nice to have in that. I get that. But I think a lot of people are worried about when you go into the postseason having to face some of these elite wide receivers, and that's why I chose a guy like a Jaire Alexander as the guy I'd want to have back. But to go alongside that, you need to get a pass rush. Jaire can't shut a guy down if there's no pressure on the quarterback. At some point, he's going to give up the pass because he's having to defend for too long. Maybe having Za'Darius Smith back might be the most important of these guys, and I think we're understating it because we just kind of haven't seen him all season long, and this defense has put up good numbers. They've limited the points. They haven't allowed a ton of yards, and they've done it without Za'Darius Smith. But how much better is this team if they're able to get a consistent pass rush? Now, it seems like Kenny Clark has gotten a consistent pass rush up the middle. Preston Smith has played well. Rashawn Gary's played well. And I think that's kind of made some people forget about Za'Darius Smith. Is Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary playing so well on the outside? But imagine if you have three elite pass rushers like that. Or even if you just have two of them on the field at the same time, but you're able to rotate through and keep those guys fresh. I mean, you've got Rashawn Gary's dealing with an elbow injury now. Preston Smith's been playing really well after a bit of a down year last year. You add Za'Darius Smith into that equation, and you allow Joe Barry to get really creative with some of the blitzes that he can bring. You know, whether it's Za'Darius lining up the middle in the A-gap and blitzing there. You know, you've already seen Za'Darius kind of walk around a little bit and blitz from different spots. Joe Barry, if he has Rashawn Gary, and then he has Preston Smith, and then he has Za'Darius Smith there too, watch out if they can get after the quarterback, because on top of that, Kenny Clark's already dominating up the middle. There's not a center, a guard, really anybody in football that can block Kenny Clark one-on-one. He is getting to the quarterback. He's making it work. They're stopping him in the run game. They've been really good. And I think Dean Lowry, and Tyler Lancaster, Kingsley Keke, those guys have done a really good job as defensive ends of stopping the run, but I don't know that they've got a whole lot of push towards the quarterback to really pressure him. Za'Darius Smith will get after the quarterback. He's had double-digit sacks the last two seasons, and you're telling me that we just overlook him and say it's not that big of a deal that he's gone? All the other guys on that list that I mentioned here, Aaron Donald, I get it. Aaron Donald, I think, in my opinion, is the best football player there is in the NFL, period. I know he's kind of stunk at Lambeau Field the last couple of times he's come up to Green Bay, but in my opinion, he's the best football player there is. I know quarterbacks are more valuable than defensive tackles, interior linemen, but in my opinion, Aaron Donald's the best player in the NFL. Okay, so we got that. We would say he's valuable. Shaq Barrett has 19.5 sacks in 2019, 8 last year. He had 27.5 sacks. I think some people kind of forget about him, but I think you'd say he's important to the Buccaneers' defense. Now we go to the guy that led the league with 29.5, and that's T.J. Watt. We know how important he is to that Steelers defense, and he's been impressive again this season. But you're telling me that a guy that is only 3.5 sacks behind T.J. Watt for the lead for 2019 and 2020 isn't that important to this football team? I think we're understating how important Z is to this football team. Not only on the football field, but off the field too. He's a huge leader. He's a huge part of the culture in Green Bay. He's a huge part of this Packers organization. And yet every single time we talk about who do we want back, we kind of say, oh yeah, and Za'Darius Smith. I mean, Bart, earlier this year, I think last week, and I'm not even trying to get on Bart here, but we just left Za'Darius off the list of who do you want back, a good Mason Crosby, or do you want a Jaire, or do you want David Bakhtiari? But maybe the guy they need back the most is, in fact, Za'Darius Smith, because they need that pass rush. Let's get your thoughts on this. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. The Sean O'Connell from Madison dialed us up. We listened on the Odyssey app out in Madison. Sean, what are your thoughts on this?
Yes, I love the Odyssey app. Me and Ron from Rome are very simpatico on that. And yes, I think, Z's presence, yeah, I mean, when you put it in that frame, in that context, he does make a big difference. He has highly elevated importance. And not only that, I think just by virtue of position, he would probably make the biggest impact right away with just, you know, get after the quarterback. That is what he does, and he does it so well that I think it would start paying dividends right away, where, you know, David Bakhtiari and Jair probably are going to need a little bit of some reps, and hopefully they had some elevated drills for them in practice where they can, you know, get to game speed a little quicker. But I think you're right on target with Z's importance and what it would mean to the rest of the defense, and the rest in our defense with the next man up mentality has really been ascending, and adding a quality guy like that and being able to maybe work him in different situations is just going to be a huge plus. Toby, I mentioned this to Dan, and you had talked with Tim, the franchise, earlier. Fantastic segments this morning, by the way, about Arizona, not everybody being exactly on board, and maybe they're not getting the type of love that they deserve. But sure. But you know what has also been absent is not a lot of hate either, in that we have not heard the narrative of in the years past where the Packers, there was a narrative of, is this the worst three-loss team ever? We haven't heard that about Arizona. We just haven't. And so, yeah, it's a weird thing. It probably is a result of maybe the division they're in, and where the Seattle has stubbed their toe and just whatever. But I agree with you. I think Z is looking good, and I think Arizona, I really think that the LA game is going to be big. I think the Packers could move into the number one spot, and in the COVID environment, not having to travel, boy, is going to be another level of advantage beyond having home field. And in years past, having to travel in the winter has been problematic from Green Bay, where they were going to the NFC Championship game. Their damn plane slid off a runway, and it just threw everything.
Yeah.
It made a bad situation even worse. So, all right, Toby, love you, pal. Talk to you later.
Appreciate it. That was the Sean O'Connell from Madison. He brings up a good point, too, with the Arizona Cardinals. We'll get to that in a second. But he says that Za'Darius Smith can make an instant impact on this football team without having to play the number of snaps. And I agree with that, actually, because you think about it. If each of these guys had to come back on a pitch count, which I don't know that you can really do with a left tackle because you don't want to be rotating him in and out, so you might have to wait an extra week or two with David Bakhtiari, so maybe you can't get him back as soon. So there's that impact. But even say if he does go out there on a pitch count, say 20 or 30 snaps, which some players have done for other teams, he can't make it the impact because in the critical downs, maybe you save him for the fourth quarter or whatever, but you don't know if he's going to be sharp. You don't know if his get-off's going to be quick. He's going to go up against some elite edge rushers. Is he going to be able to be at his top of his game right away? You don't know about that. So you'd like to get him ready to go with some reps. Jair Alexander, okay, we put him on a pitch count. Okay, so he can make an impact later in the game, whatever it is, that's fine, but he's not able to play the full game. Za'Darius can make a huge impact in like 15 snaps, because if he's able to get pressure on the quarterback and you save 8 to 10 of those snaps for late in the fourth quarter, clear passing situations, the linemen and outside linebackers, edge rushers are already used to being rotated in and out, so they can use that extra energy. And imagine if he's able to get a fresh Rashawn Gary onto the field because he comes in to give him a break, or you're able to get a fresh Preston Smith, or you put all three of those guys on the field, even if it's only for a few snaps a game, Za'Darius can make a huge impact, because who is that team going to block? One, you're going to have to block Kenny Clark in the middle. You're probably going to want to double him. If Za'Darius is playing anything like we've seen him play, you're probably going to want to have to give some help on him, whether it's chipping a tight end on him, keeping a running back in to help out, doubling him, whatever it is. And then you've already seen how good Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith have played this year. It almost frees them up. So it can almost make the rest of the defense better. Even if Za'Darius isn't getting the sack himself, he can make a huge impact on this defense. And to the Cardinals' point, like he said, we're not hearing the talk like the Packers team we did from a couple years ago, 2019, of is this the worst three-loss football team, to ever get into the playoffs? Well, this Cardinals team, I feel like, has actually played pretty well. That Packers team that went 13-3 in 2019, first year under Matt LaFleur, was not very impressive. They did get into the playoffs. They did win. They did get to the NFC Championship game, but they just didn't look very impressive. I would say that, you know, everything around them might have supported that they were a good football team, but they just didn't pass the eye test. I feel like, for the most part, this Cardinals team has passed the eye test in most games. I wasn't very impressed with them last week against Chicago. They were outgained by Chicago. Chicago had more time of possession. Chicago, for the most part, outplayed Arizona, but Chicago also turned the ball over four times, and that cost them the game. And, you know, so you can look at that, and yardage and stuff like that can lie when Arizona gets the ball at the Chicago 30 and the Chicago 20, their first two drives, and they go score both times. Their first possession in their own territory was in the second quarter. So, you know, some of those stats can lie a little bit. But overall, I feel like the Cardinals are a good football team, and I just feel like the two teams that I've seen not come out and just play awful out of the gate and then, you know, play terrible the whole way and lose a game so far this year, outside of week one with the Packers, has been the Packers and the Cardinals. I feel like the Packers have been in every game. The Cardinals have been in every game. I've seen the Buccaneers play a stinker. I've seen the Cowboys play stinkers. I've seen the Rams play stinkers. I haven't really seen that yet out of the Cardinals, so I think they're better than that team that you're referring to there, Sean, of the Packers 13-3 season, but it is a good point. They are the top team in the NFL, the top team in the NFC, and nobody is picking them to win the Super Bowl. Nobody's really picking them to be the team to represent the NFC. So maybe they are frauds to an extent. I wouldn't say so. I think they're a good football team. I don't think you want to face them in the playoffs. They'll be a tough out, especially when you have a guy like Kyler Murray who's so electric. But we'll get back to talking some more Za'Darius Smith here. Let's get out to Tony in Texas. He dialed us up at 414-799-1250. Listening to the Odyssey app down there in Texas. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, Toby, this is where you show that you're not a Packer fan. You're a Washington football fan. Za'Darius is not that important to this defense as much as you think. And us Packer fans that have watched the Packers in these high-leverage games, I go back to the NFC Championship games, which those are the big ones, against the 49ers, against the Buccaneers. Where was Za'Darius in those games? Do you recall?
I mean, there are times when an edge rusher is going to disappear, but I'm just saying he's important.
But come on, Toby. You're saying he's the most important guy
in
the back.
No.
Jair showed up.
Look, I'm just saying, are we understating Za'Darius? I'm not saying that he is the most important out of these guys, but I think we're understating how important he is. I mean, just for example, we thought Gary was going to be out. You know, we thought we lost Rashawn Gary, and you were going to be down to Preston Smith and who else rushing the passer on the outside? Jonathan Garvin? I mean, you want that depth on the outside, even if it's just not to prepare for an injury, but to give guys rest during a game.
I mean, to your point, and I think this is the only part of your point I agree with, losing Merciless was a big loss,
yep.
Bigger than people thought.
Yep.
But if you're going to go with those three guys, I will take Jair Alexander because of all the wide receivers you're going to have to face. Mike Evans, that's one of them. I mean, for goodness sake, Scotty Miller torched us last year. So they need Jair back. They need Jair. And then if you look at the defense this year, Toby, I don't know if Dan was going to look this up for me, but I swear the Packers are high up there on their hurries, NFL quarterback hurries. I think they're top three. So the sacks might not be there, but they're getting to the quarterback. They're just not finishing the play. I know Rashawn Gary's top two or three in the league. So they got the guy. Your guy, Preston Smith, is having a great year too. So they got the horses, I think, to get it done this year. Would Za'Darius be nice? Yeah, he would be nice. But I think a lot of things with Za'Darius, the shenanigans, the celebrations that are kind of goofy. Sometimes he's taking plays off. His discipline is not very good on the misdirection plays. He loses gap integrity. Those are some of the things that I think us Packer fans see, and we get a little frustrated with Za'Darius. I don't know what you think about that, Toby.
No, I don't disagree with you, Tony, and I think that's why a lot of Packer fans and, you know, the people here at the station across the state on talk radio have said, look, if it's those three guys, the guy at the bottom of the totem pole right now is Za'Darius Smith. And I don't disagree with that take. I think Bakhtiari and Jair are more important, in my opinion. But if the fact that people just write off Za'Darius Smith as if it's not that big a deal, I think is understating how important he is to this football team. And I get all of your points of all those things, but he is someone that still is going to get pressure on the quarterback and finish those sacks. He's proven it. I understand maybe he wasn't as big in the playoff game, but are you telling me like Aaron Donald kind of disappeared against the Packers last year in the playoffs? Do you not want Aaron Donald back in that situation?
And that's a good point, Toby. A good offensive line can stemmy a good pass rush often because of all the help that they can bring, having the fullback help out, having a tight end help out, and they can stemmy a good pass rush. Look at the Packers last week. Look at what they did with a backup offensive line, a makeshift offensive line, and a savvy quarterback. You're able to combat that defensive line. It's one of the best in the NFL. So that's my take on that, Toby. You're doing a great job. Great to hear you and Dan on the radio. Toby, taking the pole position. That's awesome, man. And have a great rest of your show. And it should be a fun game this week against the Chicago Bears. So appreciate you, buddy.
All right, appreciate the call, Tony, calling us down there from in Texas, listening on the Odyssey app down there. Dialed us up at 414-799-1250. We're still talking about Za'Darius Smith. Tony gives a little bit of a counterpoint there, and his points are well taken. He's right. There are reasons that Za'Darius Smith, when we threw these guys out there and said Jair, David Bakhtiari, Za'Darius Smith, which one of them do you want back? Pretty much no one said Za'Darius Smith. There's reasons for it. I think one of the major reasons is this defense has played so well pretty much the whole season without him. I think another reason is because Preston Smith has played really well, probably his best or second best season in Green Bay so far, kind of back to when he started out in Washington, he played well. And then, so he has off years, and sometimes he plays well, sometimes he doesn't. This seems to be one of those years he plays well. So Preston Smith has kind of made you forget about it. And I think really the emergence of Rashawn Gary has kind of made you forget about Za'Darius Smith, because you almost feel like Rashawn Gary is the better pass rusher than Za'Darius Smith. And there was talk of that going into the season before we knew that Za'Darius was going to miss a lot of time. I remember on these airwaves talking about it, and Dan Plucker on the other side of the glass is a big Michigan Wolverines fan, and he brought it up. Maybe Rashawn Gary takes over as the best edge rusher on this Packers football team at some point this season, and I think he's kind of already taken that mantle now with Za'Darius Smith missing a lot of time. But I think those guys have made people forget about how good Za'Darius is.
Yeah, I don't think it's a doubt that Rashawn Gary is the best edge rusher on this team. He's been playing better than Preston Smith this year. He's made some game-changing plays throughout the course of the season. I can think back to the strip sack against the Rams and other plays throughout the year as well. And based on Pro Football Focus's measures, he's, in terms of like quarterback hurries, pressure, hits, like obviously he's not up there in sacks. He's had a good year in terms of sack production, I suppose. But like with the amount of times that he gets his hand in a quarterback's face, it's, I think, second or third in the league right now. And Kenny Clark is also up there in the top five, too. So the Packers have already been blessed with really strong pass rushing. Maybe they're not getting home all the way, but at the very least, they're putting a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and it's why they've struggled so mightily against them, like Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson, some of these big-name quarterbacks that have come into Green Bay, or at least played against Green Bay, and the Packers have found ways to make them uncomfortable and make them struggle in games. It's not just the secondary, which I think is getting a bunch of the credit for it, especially, you know, guys like Rasul Douglas, and who's been good. He's been very good since he's come here, but I think a lot of what the secondary has done, and part of why Joe Barry has had so much success, is because of those guys up front that are forcing quarterbacks to make mistakes just to the same level as the secondary actually capitalizing off of them.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, the reason I think I'd say I'm worried about this pass rush at times is you look at that Minnesota game where it did seem like that pass rush gave Kirk Cousins a lot of time to work back there, and you saw what happened when that secondary got stressed a little bit trying to cover Justin Jefferson, and most secondaries do. Justin Jefferson is probably a top five, top three receiver in the league right now, so no problem for the Packers to struggle against Justin Jefferson, but if it comes to the playoff time, you can't afford one of those kind of games from the secondary alongside the pass rush. And I think you're right, Dan, that the secondary has gotten a lot of the credit. The pass rush hasn't really been talked about. But I think overall, the pass rush has been okay. It hasn't been stellar. I feel like it can be top-notch if you get a guy like Za'Darius back. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break here. It's the Bart Winkler Morning Show here with Toby Altizer. Dan Plucker on the other side of the glass. We finish up the Wendy's Big Show coming up at 10. We'll keep talking about Za'Darius Smith. Are we understating the impact that he has on this Packers football team? More coming up next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
They're a little tentative with some of these routes.
They're forced to at this point. That 19 to nothing. Look out, Tannehill from behind, and he gets sacked back at the 13-yard line. Za'Darius Smith came in as the sack leader on this team with 11 and a half and picks up one more.
Well, these guys love the game. They love being with their teammates. They love competing. So I know that they're itching to get back as soon as possible, and we just want to make sure that, you know, there's no extra risk for a setback or whatnot. And, you know, because obviously they're an important part of this team. And if we can get these guys back, there's certainly no guarantees with that. But, you know, we're hopeful that we can get each one of those guys back.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. It is the Bart Winkler Show. There you heard from Matt LaFleur talking about David Bakhtiari, Jair Alexander, and Za'Darius Smith. Talking about them potentially returning to practice this week. Just to remind you, come rain or shine, high winds or mild breezes, blue skies or gray, it's a great time to consider getting vaccinated against COVID-19, brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer. Let's talk about Za'Darius Smith. He's a huge part of this football team. And I think a lot of people, if you were to rank the most important Packers at the beginning of the season, Za'Darius Smith would have been very high on that list. We were worried about his injury. We were worried about, you know, how impactful is he going to be. Coming into the season, we were talking about whether he was holding out because of that contract issue. We were worried. We wanted him on the field. And now it seems like, now that we're through 13 weeks of the season, onto week 14, that we're not that worried that Za'Darius Smith is out. It just seems kind of odd that everything has changed. And I get it. Because Rashawn Gary's played so well, because the defense played so well, because everyone has kind of seemed to step up in his place. But I think we really are understating the impact that Za'Darius Smith has on this football team. Now, again, the topic that everyone had yesterday was, if you could only have one back, David Bakhtiari, Jaire Alexander, Za'Darius Smith, which one would you take? And everyone took Bakhtiari or Jaire. And I'm not saying they're wrong there, because I would tend to agree. I still think if I had to choose one, I'm choosing Jaire Alexander. I think this offensive line has found a way to play as a unit that, while it is important to have David Bakhtiari back to kind of not worry about the left side of the line, I feel like this offensive line has found a way to play as a unit together, that they find a way to protect Rodgers. They find a way to be able to run the ball. They just find a way. I mean, you can't really explain it when you look at the guys that they're throwing out there and they're still getting it done, other than they find a way, because that's what Adam Stenovich has done a really good job of, is just finding a way to keep Aaron Rodgers clean. Okay, so the offensive line has played fine without Bakhtiari. It'd obviously be nice to be able to just say, all right, left side, don't have to worry about them. Got the best left tackle in football back. I agree on that. So some people are saying they need Bakhtiari back. Noted. Totally agree on that. Jaire Alexander, I tend to still lean to him being the most important of these guys, because Jaire, I think, can shut down the top receiver on the other team, whether it's a Mike Evans, whether it's a Chris Godwin, whether it's Odell Beckham or Cooper Kupp or whoever it is, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, whatever. I think he can shut them down. I think he's important. But I think we're forgetting about how good Za'Darius Smith is. I think we're understating the impact he has on this football team, because it almost seems, and no disrespect to a guy like Josh Myers, but it almost seems like we're putting him in that same sort of category where Josh Myers is a rookie center that's been missing for a while, and we just kind of forgot about it. I feel like we've kind of done that with Za'Darius. Everybody that has been pining over injuries has been thinking about Jaire and David Bakhtiari, and I just don't understand the idea that Za'Darius Smith isn't that important to this football team. Tony called in and said that, you know, part of it is maybe he's not as disciplined. He kind of disappears at times. I get that. But every player is not going to always be on his A game every single game. And, you know, that's the beauty of football, is if all your guys come out and play bad one week in the playoffs, you go home. So you got to show up every single Sunday, you know, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, and, you know, this playoffs, where they're playing a game on Monday during wild card weekend, you've got to come up and show up and play. And maybe Za'Darius hasn't done that in the past in the playoffs, but I still think you want him as a part of the football team, because he's so important as a player. And I think we just really are understating, because, again, TJ Watt, 2019-2020, 29.5 sacks. Only 3.5 behind him, tied with Aaron Donald. Za'Darius Smith, 26 sacks. You're missing those sack numbers. Right now, the Packers are only tied for 15th in the league in sack numbers. Now, they are getting hurries. They are pressuring the quarterback in other ways. I get sacks at times can be a misleading stat, because maybe you don't get the quarterback on the ground, but he's forced to throw it away, or he throws an inaccurate ball, or you still hit the quarterback and maybe it doesn't have a tangible effect on that play, but he feels it the rest of the game. I get it. I get that, you know, football isn't all about just the sack numbers, but at the same point, you do want to be able to get those loss of yards plays in. You do want to be able to get to the quarterback and sack him. And I think having a guy like Za'Darius to go alongside Rashawn Gary, to go alongside a guy like Preston Smith that's played well, and then you got Kenny Clark in the middle, when you put all those together, that is a big impact on that defense. And you also want to be able to help out, because you don't want to be stuck with just Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith, because we already saw what could happen if Rashawn Gary goes down. You don't want to be stuck with those guys out there. You're fine with Jonathan Garvin as depth, but you don't want him to be your number two. Jerry tweets in and says this: with no pressure on Brady, he'll pick apart the Packers. The Bucs are too deep on offense. He says it's all dependent on Gary. If he goes down, no edge pressure, and Clark gets neutralized inside, similar to last season, there's a thin margin. Yeah, I think that's the case right now with this Packers team, is they're pretty thin at edge rusher, and you can still get a pass rush with guys, you know, maybe not elite guys on the edge, and you've got interior linemen who are elite, like a Kenny Clark. So, not saying that the Packers can't do it. because they have done it pretty much all season long, and they have gotten a good pressure. But having a guy like Za'Darius adds an extra element to the Packers' defense that I think can take it over the top. Because I think if we look at this Packers team, what are we most worried about going into the postseason? Is it the passing game on offense? I'm not too worried about it. I would say a little bit, because I think there needs to be a number two option that they add to this offense, whether, you know, Lazard needs to step up, whether it's MVS, whether it's one of the tight ends, or if it just needs to be Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. I'm a little worried about the passing offense, but I'm not all that worried comparatively to some of the other things on this team, because you got Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. So I'm not too worried about the passing offense. All right, so how about the running offense? Fine with that. I think the offensive line has done a decent job blocking for Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. And I think once you get into cold weather at Lambeau, I think A.J. Dillon could be a beast of a back. Paul Emig brought this up on Which one would you rather have running in a game in January at Lambeau Field, A.J. Dillon or Aaron Jones? I think I would. I hate to say it because I love Aaron Jones, one of my favorite players on the Packers, but I think right now I would take A.J. Dillon. Aaron Jones is such an electric player, but I think I would take A.J. Dillon there just because of his bruising ability. So am I worried about the rushing offense? Not really. I think the thing we're obviously all most worried about is special teams. We won't break that down, but I think we'd all agree that that's probably the thing you're most worried about. I think out of the four things of rush defense and pass defense, pass offense, and rush offense, I think the thing I'd be most worried about out of those is the passing defense. I think the secondary's been good. I think against the run, the Packers have been good. But I'm just a little bit worried about the edge pressure that you're going to get in the playoffs with some of these guys. They're going to want to shut down these other pass rushers. And if you only have, you know, Rashawn Gary and you only have Kenny Clark as your top two guys, they can find a way to stop those guys. They can chip on Gary. They can double Kenny Clark in the middle. But you throw Z back into that mix, and now they're in a conundrum where one of these guys is probably going to come free. Preston Smith is good, but I think you're still able to block him with one. I think if you have a good enough tackle or you have a good enough tight end helping out there with a little chip, whatever it is, you can still block Preston Smith. Rashawn Gary's too good to go just one-on-one with most of the time, and Kenny Clark is too good to go one-on-one. Za'Darius is in that boat for me, too. He's too good to go just one-on-one with on the offensive side of the ball to depend on whoever it is you're throwing at him to stop him. And if that's the case, then you're going to have to double a couple guys. One of these guys is going to get one-on-one. One of these guys is going to be able to get home to the quarterback. And it's just going to make it tough. Tom Brady and a lot of these quarterbacks in the modern NFL get the ball out quick. So I understand the idea that a corner might be more important. I understand the idea that David Bakhtiari is more important. But I really just think that we are understating the impact that Za'Darius has on this football team. Call us, 414-799-1250. Tell us what you think about Za'Darius Smith. You think we're understating how important he is? Mike the Painter gave us a call. Mike, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm with you. Z makes everything else happen. He can move around and go and rush from the middle too, you know. And with him as a pass rusher, that helps, you know, the secondary in turn not having to, you know, chase around the wide receivers as long. You know, so he is a big piece that we need back. He isn't, you know, you're not overstating how important he is, because he is important. We need him. So, especially for this stretch run and in playoffs.
Would you agree with me? The thing that you're most worried about, I'm not super worried about the offense going into the playoffs.
No.
But when you look at this Packers team, right now they're ninth in the league in passing defense and they're ninth in the league in rushing defense. Right now, I feel like I'd be more worried about the passing defense than I am the rush defense.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what I'm worried about too, you know, because, you know, if you don't get a consistent pass rush, you know, the quarterback's going to have a lot of time back there, and, you know, the wide receivers are able to go wherever they want. They know where they're going, and it's hard to keep up with them, you know, for 3 to 4 seconds, you know. You got to have that pass rush so they don't have all time back there to, you know, just pick you apart, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Hope you have a good rest of your day. Yeah.
You too. Bye.
All right, that was Mike the Painter giving us a call at 414-799-1250. We are live here in the Lakeland University studios online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. We're still talking about this Packers team, talking about Za'Darius Smith. Right now, the Packers rank 9th in passing yards allowed, 9th in rushing. But they are tied for 17th in the league and allowing 4.3 yards per carry. So maybe the passing defense is a little better than rush defense, but I still think they can figure out the rush defense. But ultimately, when it comes down to it in the playoffs, what's going to matter? I get that teams are going to have to come up to Lambeau, but if they have to play like the Rams, they're passing the football. And I don't know that you're not that worried about the teams that come here in the wild card round. If they have to play, if they're the 2 seed and they have to play the Washington football team or they have to play the San Francisco 49ers, I don't know that you're that worried. So let's look at the teams that are in the top that you're going to have to play. All right, the Dallas Cowboys. What do they want to do? I think you can stop Zeke and Pollard. They're going to want to run a little bit, but they still like to air it out with those weapons they have on the outside. And Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, they're pretty balanced, but I think I'd be fine with them against the run against the Cowboys. All right, so how about the Rams? They're not going to run it a whole lot. You already saw that. They're not a running football team. They'd rather air it out. All right, so you need that pass defense there. Tampa Bay, they're going to do a little bit of both. Leonard Fournette's playing really well. They're running the ball well. They're doing a little bit of everything well, so you need to be balanced on that. But I'd be worried if you're not getting pressure on Brady, and he's got weapons too with Gronk and Godwin and Mike Evans, guys that are top tier at their positions. If you're not getting a pass rush on Tom Brady, he's going to pick you apart. You've seen it too long now that if you're not moving Tom Brady off his spot, then he can pick you apart and they could be hoisting another Lombardi. As frustrating as that could be. The one thing that I will say about Tom Brady and about the Buccaneers that the Packers are actually built to do is you watch them against the Washington football team not be able to get in much of a rhythm offensively that game, and they lost because of it. And part of it was because they got a pass rush straight up the middle with the Washington football team got a pass rush straight up the middle with Jonathan Allen, Daron Payne, Matt Ioannidis, those guys. They were able to get to Tom early in that game from the middle, and Tom was never really comfortable in the pocket. But if you're able to get a push in the middle of a team and move Tom Brady off his spot, that's the easiest way to do it, is up the middle. And they have that guy and Kenny Clark and some of these other defensive ends, Kingsley Keke, Dean Lowry, Tyler Lancaster, guys that have actually played really well this season for the Packers. You didn't want to have to depend on them going into the season. A lot of people would have laughed if that's what you said you were rolling out as a Packers fan. But you know what? They've actually played really well. And there's something you can be proud of with this Packers football team, is how well that they've played when they've had to step in. And then you look at the other team left, the Cardinals. They're not running a ton. At least they're not running with James Conner a ton. They will run with James Conner, and they had to use him a decent bit. Him and Chase Edmonds, but they're more looking to pass the ball. They have guys like DeAndre Hopkins to throw it to. Now they have Zach Ertz. Kyler Murray might get out on the edge and run, so I think having a guy like Za'Darius help set the edge there would be important. I think this Packers football team is primed to go on a Super Bowl run. I think you look at how good this team is, and they're very impressive how they've got to this point, to 9-3. They're missing 3 key players. The most important positions on a football team are quarterback, far and away, obviously. Then it's left tackle, edge rusher, and corner. And 3 out of those 4 positions, you're missing your top guy. Now, Rashawn Gary's kind of taken that top guy from Za'Darius now, but going into the season, we all understood that Za'Darius was the top guy at edge. We understood that Bakhtiari's the left tackle, Jair's the corner, and you're missing those guys, and yet you're still 9-3. So I think this team is primed to make a Super Bowl run. And so when we look at some of these things, it feels like we're getting a little bit nitpicky, but that's okay, because you know what the difference is in the playoffs between going to an NFC championship and losing or going to the Super Bowl and coming home with the Lombardi is those little things that we're nitpicking right now. So I think the Packers are good right now. I think they could win it right now with this Super Bowl, this roster. I don't know that I could have said that a couple weeks ago, but they keep proving me wrong. You look at this team and you're like, I don't think they're good enough to go win a Super Bowl as they're currently constructed. But why not? They're 9-3. They're finding ways to win football games. Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback. Guys that you thought you were going to lose for a while, and Rashawn Gary and Aaron Jones, actually weren't as injured as we thought. They came back almost right away. You have a bye week. I know it was frustrating to get to the bye this late in the year, but now you only have 5 games left in this season. And so some of these teams that have had earlier bye weeks are going to be coming off playing 8 to 10 straight games, and then they got to play that next one as a playoff game, whereas the Packers are coming off playing 5 straight, having a week off before that, then they're playing another game, and they can possibly get that one seed. And they could have 2 bye weeks in a matter of 7 weeks of football. They could be very healthy, very rested going into the playoffs, and that's why you look at this Packers team and think that they have a legitimate shot. I think the other teams in the NFC are good enough to beat the Packers, so I'm not saying it's, you know, book it for them to be in the Super Bowl, but they could absolutely be there. And I think right now, if I had to choose a Super Bowl favorite of my own, I think I would choose Green Bay. I'm not impressed by any of the teams in the AFC to the extent that I am of a couple teams in the NFC. I think it's still going to come down to Tampa Bay and Green Bay. I think that Tom Brady's probably going to have to come up to Lambeau Field once again and try and beat them. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to find a way to get it done. But if Tom Brady gives you the opportunities like he did last year in the NFC Championship, where he throws all those picks, I think the Packers get it done this year. And I think this Packers defense is obviously better than last season's. So I don't know that you're always going to get – I don't think you're even going to have to depend on the fluky Tom Brady interceptions. I think you can force those things out of Tom Brady making a bad decision. I think you can find a way to really stop that team. So right now, I would say that in the NFC, I'm taking Buccaneers and Packers. In the NFC Championship, in the AFC, I'm still not sold on the Chiefs. They're playing better, but that offense just, I really don't understand what's going on with it. Andy Reid is a really good offensive mind, and I understand that that's the case, but for whatever reason, they can't seem to figure it out. I think they maybe need to commit to the run game a little bit more, but I'm not very impressed with Kansas City. You had a team like Tennessee that was on top of the AFC for a little bit, but they lose Derrick Henry. I think they're kind of out of it without Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill's not playing at the same level he was the last couple seasons. And I think, personally, I think the teams that I really like in the AFC, they play similar styles, different offensively, but similarly in a lot of ways, is the Patriots. They're playing such good football right now with the defense they're playing, the running game they have. Bill Belichick, you understand that he's going to come up with a good game plan every single time he comes out on the field. And then the other team in the AFC I really like is the Ravens. I know a lot of people aren't big on the Ravens because of Lamar Jackson. They don't think he's a very good passer. And you know what? He does have his hiccups as a passer. I think he's about, you know, maybe just above league average as a passer. But everything else he can do makes him so good that I wouldn't want to have to face the Ravens in the playoffs. So I think ultimately in the AFC, it'd come down to the Ravens and the Patriots. Both teams play similar in the fact they want to run the ball. The Patriots want it low scoring. I don't know that the Ravens want that, but I think both teams want to run the ball and play defense, and that's what they do a good job of. And so right now, the Packers are in a good spot because the Packers would beat both those teams in the AFC. The Packers could beat anybody in the AFC right now. And I think that's why this Packers team is so fun to watch. Is they're playing so well, they're so well coached, they come out every single week, and they give it their best shot. It just seems like this Packers team is almost like on a run for destiny. It just feels like that at times. It feels like even if they do slip up a little bit here or there, maybe they struggle down the stretch of the regular season here, it feels like they're going to go on a run. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but it just has that feeling that the Packers are the team to beat in the NFL. I kind of think they get it done this year. I'm hoping they do. It's kind of tough because you think about this season. Is Devontae Adams gone after the year? You know, Pro Football Focus puts out that contract possibility of 4 years, $93 million or something like that. Packers can't afford that. They'd have to cut half their roster almost or restructure all the guys. That'd be so tough to keep him in Green Bay. I don't know that that's even possible. I don't think I want to come to terms with it, but I think we're going to start having to come to terms with that. If Devontae's out of town, I kind of think that means Aaron's out of town too. I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of going to go wherever Devontae goes, or at least if Devontae's not in Green Bay, he's not staying here. That's unfortunate because I love watching Aaron Rodgers play the game of football. One of the best to ever do it. I think he's the most talented thrower this game's ever seen. And I think you're seeing one thing out of him that I think is impressive is while he did struggle for a couple years, he never had that true down year. And I think we're seeing a guy come along that same path right now, and a guy like Patrick Mahomes, where he's such a talented thrower of the football. And even though he's having a down year, so to speak, when we get back at the end of the year and look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers on a down year or Patrick Mahomes' numbers on a down year, that we thought, man, they just didn't have it. They're still going to be good. And that's the case with Patrick Mahomes this year. I feel like he's played really well, but his interception numbers are up, and I think it's finally catching up to him, the style of play he has, where he's such a risk taker. You see the types of throws that he makes. It can cost him at times. But I'm excited to see where this Packers team can go. They have a lot of potential. Matt LaFleur, I think, doesn't get the credit he deserves as one of the best coaches in the NFL. I think we're going to get to see maybe next year what he's able to do with a guy like Jordan Love. And I think once you give Jordan Love a chance, I actually think that he has a chance to be a good NFL starter. I don't know that Green Bay has been spoiled in the sense that they go from Brett Favre right to Aaron Rodgers. And it almost seems like whoever we plug and play is going to play well. Because even when Aaron Rodgers goes down, you throw in Matt Flynn and he's still playing well. But let's not forget the Brett Hundleys and Deshaun Kaisers of the world. Those guys didn't necessarily play well either. But Jordan Love could be good for this team, but I really don't want to have to see him. I'd rather see him play in another uniform. I'd rather see Aaron Rodgers close out his career in Green Bay. Here's to hoping that happens, man. I really hope that when his time is done, he's only played for one team, and that's in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But who knows? This Packers team is going to be fun to watch. Chicago, Sunday Night Football at Lambeau Field. Doesn't get much better than that. Or does it? Because is this Packers-Bears rivalry what it used to be? I don't know. There's a lot of rivalries in the NFL that seem like they used to be a thing that maybe aren't a thing anymore. You know, Washington and Dallas used to be a huge rivalry. Is that still a huge rivalry? I don't know if it is. Some of these things, you look at this Bears-Packers rivalry, is it really a rivalry anymore? I think it is. I think every single Packers fan's into it. I think every single Bears fan's into it. It's going to be exciting to watch on Sunday Night Football. That's it here for me on the Bart Winkler Show. Toby Altizer, Tim Allen for the first couple hours. Up next, we got the Wendy's Big Show with Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson, and hopefully Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler will hop into the studio at some point. That's been it for the Bart Winkler Show. Big Show up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.